Lockdown mercifully ends in Melbourne tonight, and that means the path back to community cricket. Certainly in metro, in the regions, it will be more advanced. And around the country, I imagine there's some cricket being played at the moment in the lucky corners of Australia. James Allsop is the Executive General Manager of Community Cricket at CA, so this is his portfolio. James, great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me, Jared.
How complicated is the way back to cricket?
Well, it depends what corner of the country you're at the moment.
Yes.
The situation's obviously been really different across states and territories. WA and Queensland, example, are flying at the moment and really excited that as of tomorrow, teams in Victoria will be able to commence training with cricket to kick off in a couple of weeks' time. So last year, the community really came together as cricket was the vehicle to do that coming out of lockdown, and we're really confident it's going to be the case this year after what's been such a sad couple of winters for winter sport, particularly in Victoria and New South Wales this year.
So give us a picture of what things look like in Melbourne tomorrow from a cricket perspective.
Yeah, so it's constantly evolving, obviously, and Cricket Victoria have done a wonderful job of updating their COVID page in terms of the roadmap out. But as of tomorrow, teams can commence training, which is fantastic, and it looks like most competitions throughout the state are going to commence on the second week of November. So I know that everyone's really looking forward to getting back into it. Our volunteers have done an absolutely extraordinary job to be organising and galvanising teams whilst in lockdown. And as I said, last year, our registration for junior cricket and our Woolworths Cricket Blast program actually increased. So it just shows that there's such an appetite throughout the country that once cricket can be played, people will come back in their droves.
Elite sport is grappling with the complexities of vaccination and what is compulsory and what is not. How does that play out at community level?
Yeah, it's a good question, Jared. And look, there's understandably been some concern from players and clubs about vaccination policies. Our state and territories are following the advice of state governments, and that's obviously evolving. But Cricket Australia strongly recommends that anyone who can get vaccinated does so. And we just see that getting vaccinated is the most important thing we can do to protect ourselves, our families, our communities. And what's been really pleasing, our elite players have really set the example. I think we're close to 100% of cricketers that play at elite level fully vaccinated now. So we're really confident if people can get their double vaccination, we'll be able to have another safe summer. And last summer, we played 170,000 games across the country without any kind of COVID impact. So we're really confident if people do the right thing, that'll be the case this summer as well.
So just for clarity there, so is there a necessity to be vaccinated, or is there just the strong recommendation that participants be?
It's a strong recommendation. There is no mandate for community sport. There's obviously different guidelines around the elite teams, but we strongly recommend that those that can't get vaccinated do so, and we're trying to follow the health advice from various state and territory governments throughout the country.
In Victoria, there's more than 2,200 positives today. So while we're coming out of lockdown, this is the phase where living with COVID is going to be a reality. How, and there's no easy way to plan for it, I don't imagine, but what sort of policies are there around if there is an outbreak in a locale and what it means for cricket in the area?
Yeah, as you say, Joe, that there isn't going to be no easy solution with this. And we hope that there won't be any outbreaks and that impact on any competitions, but we do need to be mindful of that. All we can do is put proactive measures in place to try and reduce the risk in clubs. And a lot of work's been undertaken from the Cricket Victoria team and the national team to ensure that we've got protocols in place to make sure we're ensuring the safety of all our participants. And I guess cricket by its very nature is a COVID-safe sport. So obviously there's a lot spoken last year about avoiding any saliva on the ball. You're checking QR codes at all venues, minimising any sharing of equipment, own drink bottles. So all those measures are in place, and our volunteers have done an extraordinary job to make sure they've got some COVID-safe plans. But as you say, there is still COVID in the community, and there's probably more COVID in the community than there was this time last year, obviously. So we just have to be flexible and nimble, and hopefully we don't have to deal with a case if it evolves within a competition. But there's no doubt that our association will be flexible to be able to adapt to that if it eventuates.
One of the social studies, James, will be whether there is hesitancy to re-engage with life as we have known it, or whether it'll be an eagerness, almost a desperation to get back to it. And sport, I think community sport will be one of the great lenses into that. So from what you can gather from registrations and the like, and if I just kept it to Victoria or even New South Wales, so the two states that have been in long-term lockdown, can you glean whether there is a hesitancy or whether there's a desperation to get back to cricket?
It's probably somewhere in between, Jared. We've certainly seen a surge in registration, particularly around junior cricket, over the last month. Since the roadmaps came out for New South Wales, we've seen a real surge in uptake for registration. But Victoria is starting to show similar signs. I think that we'll know more at the end of the season, but we can only go off, I guess, what happened last year. And what we do know is that once cricket could be played, people came back and were so eager to get out there and be involved and use, I guess, cricket as that vehicle to reconnect with families, teammates, communities. And I think everyone's thriving to do that. Is there going to be some hesitation? Absolutely. I think there will be. And I think we'll sort of get a better indication over the next couple of months. But what we're seeing at the moment is there's certainly been a surge in registered participation throughout New South Wales and Victoria since they've released those roadmaps out of lockdown.
At various stages across the past 18 months, there have been studies around how difficult it's been to keep sporting clubs viable without being able to compete and the like. What's the scene in cricket? Have volunteers been able to keep their clubs alive through whatever hibernation's been required, that they're still there, or have there been those that haven't been able to get through the interrupted periods?
Yeah, I think cricket has been really blessed, Jared. I mean, this last year during the summer, we had a period where there was barely any COVID in the country, so cricket could be played and thrive. Apart from Victoria and New South Wales, most of the other states have had minimal impact on their cricket season. So compared to the winter codes, we have been really, really fortunate. Obviously, club volunteers have had to evolve how they communicate and organise the season. And there's obviously been a big transformation to do a lot more digitally. And that's the way that cricket has supported clubs. But as far as we're aware, most of the clubs have been really well supported. And cricket's tried to provide a lot of support through initiatives such as the Grassroots Cricket Fund and the Australian Cricket Infrastructure Fund and Toyota's wonderful support around the Good for Cricket raffle. So through some of those practical funding mechanisms, it's allowed to support those cricket clubs. But we've been really blessed compared to some of the winter codes that have obviously had deeper impact, given a lot of their season, particularly in Victoria and New South Wales this year, were severely impacted by the lockdowns.
So there's Metro Melbourne, so the return to training tomorrow. What about in regional Victoria? How soon can cricket comps started, given that they haven't been in lockdown for as long as those of us in Metro have?
Yeah, I think regional Victoria, they've been training, and my understanding is they'll be starting in the next week or so. So they're going to be a week early, but all the associations are a little bit different. But we're really confident by the second week of November, all cricket competitions throughout Victoria will be played. And I think that's the weekend when Premier Cricket's commencing also.
Yep. And juniors, so Blast, as we had our 8-year-old in Blast last year, he's just tossing up whether to go back to that or whether to graduate to the real stuff on a Friday night. What's your sense of how enthusiastic the return to kids cricket is?
I think it's really enthusiastic. I think it's driven by the kids, but I reckon some of the parents would be pretty keen to get him out the door doing something in front of screen. So my son's the same age, Jared, and he's absolutely a champion of the bit. If it helps you at all, he's decided to have a crack at Friday night cricket because he wants to play the real stuff that he's seeing on telly with the girls playing in the WBBL at the moment. So I think particularly the younger ones, we are seeing under 12s a real interest in participation this year. So I don't think it's going to be any different. So hopefully anyone who's listening and they're umming and ahhing with to play cricket, I'd strongly encourage them to go to playcricket.com.au. And the best way you can actually support any cricket club out there is to actually sign up. And it's not too late. Cricket's about to kick off in the next couple of weeks. So I encourage everyone to do that.
Benji and I were having our walk. We walk every afternoon and we discussed that. I said to him, what do you want to do with your cricket? Do you want to play in whites and in the real stuff or the big bat? So he's making his first sporting decision of his life at the moment as to what he'd like to do on a Friday night. James, good to touch base. We need to see our community sport back. So the Executive General Manager of Community Cricket at Cricket Australia. So hopefully that answers a few of the questions that are sitting there for us as we return to a patch of normality. At least. Ping through your messages, call as you please. Craig Jennings is going to join me shortly.